Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is our Monday show, and we're in the date in October of the 25th, 2010. So let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. So here we go. So I always count to 10 or do stronger. We'll do 10 this time. So think of a situation over the weekend to now. Here we go. So think of one situation that caused you a situation, and we're going to release that energy from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a pain body clearing. This is another invisible energetic body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a trauma body. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So I'm doing a lot of clearing with the timelines here. Get rid of the darkness with the light shift here. So it's been quite interesting. Normally when we do a clearing, and I've been doing this almost around the clock at times, as these things want to creep into my energy field and we have to get rid of them, we normally hear sirens after we clear out some things. And today we're sitting in the New Yorker Hotel doing a lot of the energy of the darkness, which dealt with the demonic realms. And wow, it was so strong that they actually had a fire alarm go off. And outside, sure enough, there's probably about 5 fire trucks that came. So not only do we have the siren inside of the New Yorker Hotel, we had fire trucks come. So pretty big clearing. So let's see if we have our co-host on today. So Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, Ron. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me on, and thank you all for tuning in. I see a few people that tuned in just now on Fast Chat, and if this is your first time listening to Ron or the Creation Lightship, you might want to do that too if you haven't done so already. It's great to post your questions and comments and anything else that you want on there that you're experiencing. A lot of people will feel things when Ron does some of these samples, so it's always very interesting for us all to share in that experience. And we do welcome call-ins as well. You can call in. We love that. We love to hear from you. And the call-in numbers, there's a toll-free number that is 888-815-9756. And if you go to bbsradio.com on station one, you will see 3 other lines there. So if you have any problems getting through on the first line there, you can choose some of the other numbers. So, Ron, if we have new people, I know you mentioned a little bit about the timelines. So what is that all about? What have we been part of, and where are we going with this? Could you give us a little bit more for those that are new, maybe?
Well, this happens to deal with having your body abducted, and after it's abducted, you don't know that you're abducted, but in place of you is a clone body. And as you become more astute with what's happening here, you're going to start to notice more clone bodies around. So for the first time we're listening, you're going to go, wow, what's a clone, you know? Well, it'll be a perfect specimen a lot of times of a human. And these are the ones that show up a lot in maybe the media, et cetera. I don't want to get in too far into this here, but look for somebody who has perfect-looking eyes, perfect body build, perfect appearance, okay? And the next thing which you want to look at is just regular people. You might see them crashing as they get returned back and forth. So just kind of visualize, if you were the creator of all this mess, and you had to place people in the proper orientation, just like on a chessboard or something, on the playing field. Let's just say that you're an architect and you're working with, architect's the wrong word, but it would work for this here. And you're working with maybe a football team playing, okay? And you get all these people on the field, and you got to position them exactly in the right place. And they're moving all around, and you don't want them to crash into each other. And that's kind of what happens. And when the timelines crash, the timelines are what the aliens control. So you have different alien races controlling a timeline. So to make it very simple, I mentioned this on the previous show. Let's say you just have 10 timelines. So you have 10 alien races, and each one of those has a the availability to contract to you or a piece of you or your body, spirit, and they can abduct you whenever they choose to, as long as no other race has abducted you. So when one race takes you up, then they wait for you to come back down again, and then they take you away. So when the timelines are crashing, the people here, you know, like yourself and maybe your friends, don't understand why things have glitches in it. You might see somebody walking down the street, and they're planning to go to the drugstore or something, and then all of a sudden they stop and they wonder, geez, where am I? And then maybe, you know, they might think maybe a second or two, think, oh, you have to go to the drugstore. That's kind of the way it works. And sometimes you might actually see cars appear in front of you or beside you. You might look, you know, crossing the street, nobody's there, no car's coming, and you start to take a step and a car appears. And you go, wow, what's happening here? Well, that's what normally happens with timelines. Well, right now they're all crashing, so people are not being put down here in sync like they used to. And I may put some pictures on the website, which I took a few days ago in New York here, of the clouds. And the clouds look very interesting. They look like pieces of ice forming. So if any of you have ever looked at ice forming, starting to form like on water, just as if you were to have a pan like in your freezer, and you took it out before it really got solid, and all of a sudden you have cracks in between the ice that's floating because it's not solid yet. This is kind of how these pictures look. So I may put on the website about the timeline crashing so you can actually see them. And anyway, it's just the controlling medium that the aliens have used for the eons of time to control you and your body. And that's basically it. We'll see what happens here. It's very interesting because they are crashing. So you may feel more freedom in your life. And for some people, that may not be good because they're used to being controlled. So if you're used to being controlled, and also the more freedom means your body's going to move easier and more effortlessly. So if you're used to being controlled a lot, you may feel like you're like, what's happened to me? I don't have any motivation today. I feel tired. Well, that's because your body's relaxing because all this energy around you that was connected to you forcing you to do something. And this is also mental and physical. Then, you know, you may wonder what's going on. Like, what happened to me? Other people might say, gee, I feel wonderful today. I don't know what's going on, but I can breathe better. I see better. And that's the other side of the coin there. So that's basically what happens when timelines crash. This is what's happening now. The clones, they look like regular people. You might check out the movie They Live. In that movie, I think it's like in maybe the maybe early 80s, I think. But the movie talks about her show is a person who found some sunglasses, put them on, and you can see aliens, takes them off, and all of a sudden they're people. Well, it's kind of similar if you look at people with that type of, maybe foresight. And you can see the ones that really aren't real. Now, those are the clones that are here. Where did their body go? Well, they're being probably abducted someplace. And does that happen to you? Yes. So I want everybody right now to gently pinch themselves, okay? And the pinching yourself will bring you back here. Or you can say, I now increase my life force energy, okay? And by doing that, you're going to be able to quickly feel yourself come back instantly. You might yawn. You might all of a sudden shake your head. You might have your eyes watering up. but you might have actually a higher thought consciousness. It's like you woke yourself up. Before, you know, you felt a little dizzy or just not fully conscious. So that's kind of what's happening. And so right now, the lightship is going after these timelines, you're rid of the aliens here. So this is what's going on, and it's not an easy process. And I'll just turn it over to you, Annika. So
okay,
back to you.
Yeah, there's a few interesting comments here about what is going on right now. I saw Marie R. say that 2 days ago the sirens went off all day long, and a few people commenting on the time, you know, being in real time versus being out of time and how it's different and that sort of thing. And that's been a lot of what we have talked about before, about being in the present moment and bringing us all into the now and into our hearts. And you have that on your website up top. Ron takes that through you. Or you can go right there on top and do that as an audio sample. It's up there. And also, some people are asking, so are there specific clearings on your website that will help us with this situation that we're going through right now, Ron? And or is it basically that whatever the lightship is doing now will basically take care of that?
Yeah, the clearings really, if you were to do something, probably would not help that much. I'm sure it could help just a slight amount, maybe, you know, way less than 1%. But the main thing is you just want to, you know, stay in your heart if you can. Be here now, clearing helps. And from there, you know, just know the lightship is taking care of things best they can.
Yeah, so the Be Here Now is also one of the free clearings I should mention on the website that Ron has there too. So it's a good one. And then we have some questions here. Somebody was asking for a sample of two clearings. Let's see, my fast chat went off here. What did I see? I did see sensory, I think. Yes, anxiety and sensory body sample, please.
Okay, so here we go. Think of a situation that you may have had that caused you anxiety. And we'll clear that going back the last 3 days. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's see, the other clearing was, try to read here. What was it, clearing, Annika?
Sensory and anxiety.
Okay, sensory body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and just kind of take a note, see how you feel, and go back and check out maybe the situation that you dealt with, and you should feel a little better. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I don't actually see any questions right now, but yeah, the only one that is a question on there right now is how could we have a clearing for people hugging and touching today? So that's one of the clearings that you have online, Ron. Maybe we can talk about that particular clearing and all the different things that that covers.
Okay, so the clearing itself, what you want to do is a clearing. I forgot the name of the clearing, but you want to do probably one of the alien attack ones. And that will help you get rid of these energies. You want to describe that to them, Annika?
Yes, because it is one of my daily ones that I do. So if you go on the website, it's www.creationlightship.com. And on the left-hand side, you have quite a few clearings that are being mentioned. And if you scroll down quite a bit, you will come to alien attack removals. And then there is one clearing that covers quite a bit. There's four different parts to it. And the definitions are alien abductions removal, alien mind control removal, parasitic life form removal, alien and web attack removal. So it covers all that in one clearing. It's a really, really great clearing to have and do as we go through days with touching other people or whatever you will notice in your life, you know. It's just really beneficial to do that one. So that one part of it, as was mentioned here, is for removing any energies that you might have gotten from touching somebody else. So there's a lot of alien parasites, and also then there's human parasites and animal parasites that we could actually pick up that way. So maybe we should choose one of the more devious ones, Ron, or like jellyfish or octopus or something.
Yeah, the octopus. So that race, on the website we talk about, and you may have all heard this alien race, which is called the Octurians. Well, if you change the spelling on it and you put O-C-T on it, Octurians, these are what these beings are. And so far in the light ship battling the darkness, these are the ones that are the most controlling, the most devious, the worst energy that I've worked with so far. And they can jump timelines instantly, leapfrog through things, come in a millisecond and leave. Just very, very awful beings. So they kind of have a spelling wrong on it. You know, at least the spelling that I know of now, I would change it to the other one. But, you know, that's the way they wanted to present it by somebody, whoever channeled it, those particular energies. But to me, these are octopus energies, very, very devious. So, and very negative, very controlling. And a lot of these races, especially this one, controls other ones beneath them. So anyway, we'll do a clearing here for the octopus energies. And we'll get the ones that go around your, maybe your throat, neck, throat energies here. And remember, these energies that we're clearing away, you can't really see them, but you do feel the results once they're cleared. That's the main thing. So here we go. So work with the octopus energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And these are actually beings. They're not like a robotic energy. These are actually life forms that live kind of much like yourself. You know, these are real alien life forms. So here we go. Again, releasing some of those from your neck. Stronger, 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 stronger. I'll give it to some more of these. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So that's one of the energies here. And let's do some of the energies that work maybe with your ankles. Here we go. So one, two, these are other energies that live in there. Remember, they crawl around inside of us. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And what we'll do now, we have a Stephanie, great, thank you. She has, I now increase my life force energy. That could help you. That'll get you more heart-centered, get you kind of out of the head and brings your spirit in. So that's very good. So that's about your only protection that you have, is to have your spirit help to protect you. Let's do a clearing here for the robotic clearing. This is on the website. I'll be putting up the parallel life clearing up shortly here. They're both amazing clearings here. This is for the robotics. So let's select maybe your wrist, hand, fingers right now. And we're going to take away the alien robotic program, or programming that they're using to control you. And here we go. So I'll count to 10. We'll work with our fingers first. So one, we hold your fingers now and just kind of see how they feel. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And work with the palm of our hand and our wrist now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's go up to our throats here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how your body is responding here. The body will tell you. This is not mental stuff. Remember, your mind does not know any of what we're doing here when it's heart-centered healings, because the mind created it, and it will normally typically not validate what we're doing because it gave it to you, all these conditions. It doesn't really want to say, yeah, we did that to you, you know, and you're under our control and everything else. Remember, your mind's from the darkness. It's in time. So if you're a new listener, what you want to realize after you hear this program, and just take these notes because we go off into different tangents of different things. The difference is that the light only works in the now. And what that means is that the light has no predictions. And, of course, we have a lot of people out there, psychics, visionaries, remote viewers, and they look into the future and they see things happening. And one of those is the 2012 movement. And this energy is real. It is on the timeline, and they see what's happening. But the light doesn't work in time. And so you have to choose. You want to be in your head, being controlled, and being controlled by the aliens, or you want to be in your heart, out of time. So when you're out of time, then you're in the present moment with no predictions. Then you're in peace. So just kind of remember that. These shows that we do go kind of, in fact, the more recent ones, I'd say the last 6 months, we kind of get more into this stuff that we're talking about now, only because the light ship is ready to battle these things with the earth spirit. Remember, the earth spirit has to request healing, and it was not strong enough. A year ago, it was at 3%. So picture yourself with 3% spirit energy. That would mean that you're almost spiritually dead, okay? Now it's about 30% integrated with the planet. What you might want to do, too, is also walk around now and just see how you feel. So just get up, maybe take about, you know, 20 steps, 10 one way, 10 the other. Maybe stretch, twist, see how you feel. And you may feel slightly, maybe a little looser, a little better. Have more movement, more freedom. And that's because these robotic energies that control you are being released. And I believe the robotic clearing is for 30 days, and the cost is $100. It's a wonderful clearing. If anybody out there has maybe experienced that, you might want to call in, give a little mention of it, because it's a phenomenon. I've been hearing a lot of people. In fact, when I do this at the workshops, I have about 120 people or so in my workshop here, one of those workshops anyway, in New York at the New Life Expo. I would say 80% of the people at least actually felt better when I did their shoulders and arms. They just kept wanting more and more. And it was an awakening process. So anyway, that's the robotic. Heard we had a beep there. Somebody out there?
It sounded like it. Hello?
Yes. Hi, Annika. Hi. It's Linda.
Hi,
I'm
Linda.
Ron.
How are you?
I'm good. Annika had asked me to tell you a story, Ron, about how I fell Memorial weekend. I was cat-sitting, and when I came out the back door, it was pitch black, and so I was easing my way out, and suddenly there was nothing under my feet. And the next thing I know, I'm falling.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. Looked at it during the daylight, and nothing added up.
Yeah, and so what was, you were just on a timeline that used to exist, and then it didn't. And then all of a sudden, bring you back into this current time.
Yeah.
So the main thing is you want to be in this time, okay? and you don't want to be in parallel lives, because the parallel lives will just take your energy, basically, along with other things. And you have to probably figure out your own way. I tell people to kind of pinch themselves gently. Maybe you can slap your hand or something, just something to alert yourself. You know, I guess the word would be shock yourself, but I don't mean by electricity. But just some way to get yourself so that you're present here, and that normally does that. A hand clap might work. In fact, you might even try this experiment. Go along to some place where you see a lot of people and clap your hands.
Mm-hmm.
When you see somebody jump, it's because they were not in their body. And that's one way to determine who they are, you know, and what they are doing at that time. What they're doing, you don't know, but you know that they're not here. So, and you can be having a conversation with somebody, and they can blank out, space out, and they can lose that memory because they're not here. So any other questions that you might have, Linda?
No questions. Just another thing. I was camping with Annika, and when I got home, my tent poles were gone. I checked the box. I checked the car, called everyone that was there, and then I went to give the tent away, and the tent poles were there again.
Interesting, yeah.
Yes,
so that means
that, yes,
well, you're out in timelines, and they're coming and going, you know.
Goodness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can recognize a lot more of that now. Thank you.
You what? What were you saying, Linda?
I can recognize that happening a lot more now that that we've talked, because I can see the conversations that I've had where I'm totally spaced out. And then I'm back.
Yeah.
And what did you say?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's
correct.
It's interesting to notice all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I noticed that you were also mentioning that you wanted to maybe have a sample for lower back or some help with your lower back. So maybe we can do something for Linda there, Ron.
Okay, so
wonderful.
Here we go. Just the light shift only works on you where you are complaining about, okay? So you might want to put your hand if you have a backache so that they'll know where to look. And
okay.
Here we go. We're bringing some energy right now. And I have to command the energy, so either count to 10 typically or use stronger. This time I'll use stronger. And if you all wish to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, it's about an inch down on the scroll bar, just bring it up right now. The light beam is used on most of the CLS clearings on the website. You can also select other ones, but the default to the light beam. So here we go. But to energize the light beam first, we're bringing some peace energy. So, and these will be the females coming in. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, and now let's work on your back energy. So maybe put your hand there, and here comes the energy. So again, stronger, stronger. Might feel your hand heating up, possibly. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Hopefully that helped you. And notice that the light only works in the now, so once they stop working with you, then the healing's over with. So it's up to you to kind of squawk a little bit and say, hey, I need some more, you know, because they will never go past your request. So it may seem a little strange because we're taught that, you know, maybe if you go to church a lot, that Jesus is always helping you and he's always there. Well, that's not the case. You know, in fact, he hasn't been here for a long time, you know, but, you know, almost, you know, 1950 years probably. But, you know, aside from that, you have to, you know, realize that the light does not judge, so they cannot judge you and overheal you because you may want to have a certain condition. So that may sound kind of odd to some of the listeners, but remember, they will heal you according to what you'd like to have healed, and the healing process is according to your belief in healing. So like you said, your faith has healed you. Well, your faith is your belief system, in a sense. Done unto you as you believe. Well, the belief is your ancestors. And so what do they give you? What kind of load did they give you? How much negativity are you running in your body from all of their thoughts? So this is why healings don't always work for people, because you have to keep moving on. In fact, if Linda's on, are you still online, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll go back just to what you're dealing with right now. Had a peak point. You can go back further than this here, but about 1200 A.D. So I'm going to take away the energy at somewhere around 1200 A.D. It's a little past that, but I'm picking up 1226, thereabouts. And maybe your ancestors at that time had a broken back or something, and now it's just recycling in this time right now when it started to come upon you. And it could have been through your whole life having something, and now maybe you have a back problem or maybe a backache. So here we go. I'm going to take that energy away from you. So count to 10 to release it. And this will work for other people listening, too, if you had a problem in the 1200s. So here we go. Just kind of do a body scan. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So any changes?
Are you still around, Linda?
Yes. Actually, it does feel better.
Yep.
So
what happened to you, this is genetic. It's not necessarily your spirit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your body has the records of all of your past lives. Okay, remember, your spirit past lives are numbed out, taken away, because the dark side doesn't want your spirit to come in wounded, okay? So you come in basically with the full charge of life force energy on your spirit. And it comes into a dense body, which has genetic programming in it, et cetera, DNA. And those energies hang on to the past, and your spirit now has to heal the past in your body to keep it from dying. So, and it keeps recycling and bringing stuff up over and over and over again. So that's kind of how it works. Once you catch on to the fact about that, you realize how important the seven generational clearings are that we have on the website. But if you're a newcomer to what we're doing, the first thing you want to clear, depending on your age, I'd say if you're over 30, maybe 25 to 30, I'd highly recommend first doing the alien death barcode. That will get rid of the dying times as programmed by your natal chart. Get those out of your life. And from there, most people have three. I can tell you what you have, Linda, if you're interested.
Oh, very much.
Okay, you have six barcodes, okay? So you, I think you already went through maybe three of those already, so you have three more, you know, in the future. So you want to clear six of those, and it takes 2 hours minimum to do each one. And it describes it on the website. The reason why it's variable is because some people have emotional traumas when their emotional body knows that the physical body would have died, so now you become emotional. And that clearing... For most people, it's just 30 minutes, and you breeze on through. It's an hour for the barcode, 30 minutes for the emotional trauma release, and then 30 minutes for spirit infusion. If you feel kind of funky, then you want to do the emotional one over again. And you may want to take a shower in between them, too, or after every other one or something. But do them all in one setting. And so you may want to do it when you have the time available, because you're going to be doing 12 hours of it. But you will feel probably, I'd say maybe twice the energy. So thank you for calling. And then after that, you want to do the emotional clearing, the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's what will get you out of the past. Yeah, whatever comes up in this lifetime is like a 95% clearing to get you out of your stuff, your baggage. So I guess thank you for calling, and back to you, Annika.
Okay. So thank you so much, Linda. And there's a lot of interesting comments here on the fast chat. Thank you all. And I'm going to see what I can cover, but a lot of great comments about what's going on right now. A lot of people are really feeling this, Ron. It's a lot of people really feeling the samples of clearings you're doing too. So that's wonderful. Great to get that feedback. And going back a little bit to the robotic clearing that you are talking about, that we did a sample on too, So for that one, you also mentioned the death barcode clearing here for Linda and for other people to hear about too. And is, well, Marie R. is asking if the if it's similar to that clearing that we have to do all the dimensions. So on the robotic clearing, you have an option to go through dimensions 3, 4, 5, whatever, on there. And Marie is wondering, do we need to do all of them, or is it like the death barcode where you only possibly need to do some? What would you say on that, Ron?
Yeah, I'd probably recommend running through all of those, possibly, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what happens, you know.
Yeah, and also, somebody was also asking, where does the robotic come from? How did that happen, or how did we get that, and when, and how?
Boy, all I know is that I put the clearing up because I've seen a few people who kind of walk very rigid, and they tell me that, gee, Ron, I just don't feel right. And so that clearing got put up because of a few people that I've known in the past, actually here in New York, and they kind of just love that clearing now because it helps them. So basically, somehow the aliens wanted us to be controlled, number one, mentally with the mind, brainwashing, okay, mass mind, mass consciousness, so that you have one particular mindset for a bunch of people, like the 100 monkey scenario, okay? So that way you can train people easily to do the same job. I imagine it's probably put in place. I'm not an expert at this here, but a lot of people talk about how the humans were brought here to mine gold. So naturally, they're going to give you the same mind that you have to go to work every day to mine gold, maybe for, you know, whatever the time it was, 12 hours, whatever, and continuously do that. So that would be robotic clearing for the mind. And maybe the robotic clearing also got put in place for the body so that you were able to bend over and maybe, you know, use a shovel continuously over and over again so that you're now caught into this loop. So what I see on this here is that like on the some of the military officers, not officers, but people, if you look across the globe, the goose step is very popular. And when you watch, you know, a lot of soldiers, maybe 1,000 of them doing the exact same movement in precision, you know, unison, exactly correct, you wonder, gee, how can they do that? Well, it's a program. They just got locked into a program. They know how high to lift their leg, when to put it down, you know, everything else. So it kind of comes obvious that it really isn't human, a human experience to have, you know, everybody doing this. In fact, it's very hard to get people that you may even know yourself to get 20 people to do the exact same movements, right? But yet to see thousands do the same thing, you know, hello, what's going on there? So to connect the dots here. So then they have mind control on that. So you have robotic movements, and you have mind brainwashing or mind controlling information that allows you to think a certain way. So when I looked at this here, I saw an interface that was like on the body, connecting to maybe your cells of your body, your muscles, say your brain, and this program is like a kind of like a coat that's around you. Might be a high-tech coat, might have like the meridians, we'll say, in a sense. And the darkness, the aliens connect to that with their program. They connect into that. So all of a sudden, they can take their program on you and put it also, duplicating that to other people. And this is kind of how it works. So from there, they can control you in your movement. So if you do have a standard routine that you do every day, you know, I would think the routine would be getting up, you know, after you get up and you want to go maybe to your car to start your car up. You probably walk so many steps, put your hand in your pocket or purse, pull out your keys, something like that, put the key in the lock, right? And I'm sure, you know, by the time you open the door, you sit down, you know, whatever you do next, seatbelt or whatever, put the key in the ignition and start the car. That is probably a robotic program. And if you look upon doing this, you're going to realize that it's the same thing every day. So when you do this robotic program, you're going to feel your body loosen up. because it's no longer affected by all of these energetic transmissions to you. So it's quite interesting. So that's kind of how I can describe this here. So I guess we'll turn it over to you, Annika. We'll just see what...
Yeah,
you
know, there's a lot of people commenting, which is really nice. Tina is mentioning a lot of things that she's feeling, and she said her hands had web feel to them, and now she feels nothing, and a pink energy. She was noticing some of the energies. So it's always great to read when people are mentioning stuff going on. Learn is asking about serotonin levels, and Learn was wondering if that's anything that CLLs can help out with, because his or her serotonin levels are low and seems to be worse this time of year. So is that something we can help with?
Boy, I guess I can do a quick healing for that. I'd recommend probably doing the water charging or something, where you're actually taking some water, and you can maybe ask to have, you know, that energy balanced in you or something. I don't like to get into this type of venue on what I'm clearing for people or bringing in, okay? Because it's not what I am supposed to be doing on the show, but because then I'm dealing with the AMA stuff, and that gets to be a little too far out here, so... I would say do the water charging.
Yeah, and the water charging is only $1 for doing one glass, or you can choose for a week, and it's I think it's only $10. It's great. You can do as many as much water as you want, and charge it for serotonin. So, anyway, over to you again, Ron.
Yeah, so we can do another robotic clearing. We'll do one for your ankles and your feet and knees, okay? And on the website, we go all different directions with these clearings, so there's a lot more to it than what I'm doing. But here we go. Let's work on your toes. So you may want to take your shoes off and socks off. And here we go. So working on your toes. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay. And now we're going to work on the bottom of your foot. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And now we're going to work on your heels. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And ankles. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Okay, everybody. We'll do your knees now, then you can get up and walk around. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for the serotonin, you might want to consider doing the circulatory clearing. That may work wonderful also. That'll give you more blood flow and oxygen. Okay, so looks like Glenn says, looks like a glass shattering everywhere. Yeah, that's probably the clouds, right? Let's see here.
Yeah.
What is fuzzy color stuff in sky that's static horizontal lighting in storms? Yeah, so that's the timelines crashing. Remember, yes. You're seeing them in the clouds, so you're actually seeing the mind control energy. And what I'm finding, I can't swear to this, but it looks like when the timelines, when you're not in the now, which means that you're abducted somewhere else, you might see possibly the flat bottom clouds a lot, okay? I'm not saying this is 100% way to look at it. But when the Earth is in the now, okay, when the Earth isn't, say, stolen or taken out of the light and put into darkness, which is kind of what's happened, when it is in the light, normally you're going to start seeing more of the natural-looking clouds. When it's taken from the light, pushed out into the darkness a little bit, or the darkness is all around, then you're going to start seeing, you know, the timeline crashing. So that's one kind of indication. So when the Earth is in the now, then the clouds may look a little more normal, but you're going to be seeing them look like pieces of like ice that just starting to freeze, like in your refrigerator, in your freezer. And then as you take it, you know, we've all done this. We've taken out water that's almost frozen or seen it. Or maybe you step on a thin piece of ice and it kind of cracks and you can see the water between the ice. This is how it looks up in the clouds. And you may see some vertical lines, horizontal lines where these cracks are in there. So I guess back to you, Annika.
Okay, so there was just, since we're talking about the timelines, there's a lot of different questions due to that, and it is very, very interesting. I did see Peace asking, will most of Earth's inhabitants ascend now due to the time collapse and removal of that? Yeah, and it is interesting to ask you that question for sure, Ron. Will this help us?
Will it help you on the ascension? Okay, well, I don't think they had this timeline crashing when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So very few people ascended back then because they did not have their body clearings, okay? Remember, you still have to clean your body out to do the ascension. So the answer, I would say, would be probably not. You know, just because the earth is getting more empowered and everything else, you still have density. And the density has to get released from you. This is why Jesus came 2,000 years ago, to clean away your densities. And it was much easier back then than it is now. So, you know, you need to have clearings done to help the body do that. And also, you don't want to be having your spirit taking to a parallel lifetime either at ascension time. This is why you want to do your spirit barcode clearing to get the aliens disconnected from your spirit so it won't be stolen. And that you may want to do that more than one time. If you've done that clearing, you may want to do it maybe monthly or something just to make sure. Because sometimes they can't come back in. I had one or two people claim that they had or felt the energy by doing it, you know, a second time off and on. So, you know, by all means, just go back in there and do that clearing if you have done it. But typically, I would think that once they get the barcode off of you, the alien races aren't really going to be bothering you too much any longer, only because the timelines are crashing and they control you on those timelines. No timeline, no aliens, you're free. So the whole thing is to be in the present moment, and that's where spirit lives. This is where you need to live your life. Then you're in peace. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so since you mentioned if we're doing a rerun of certain clearings, I know the clearings are forever and work that way, but Tina was wondering about this one in particular, if we need to rerun the century clearing.
I don't see any need for that whatsoever, no.
Okay.
So that's already in the past, so there's no need to typically do that. You could try it, though, with a new parallel lifetime clearing that'll be put up. If you want to give that a shot, might be interesting to try that. The parallel life clearing will work with all of the whole lifetime clearings. So if you had any whole lifetime clearings in the past, then you can go in there and add that clearing and update it, we'll say, and do a lot more with that clearing as opposed to just the clearing in you know, this lifetime in the present now. So this clearing was to release you from stuff that you're dealing with that was not on the timelines. So you want to go back in there, and you can go, you know, all different ways on it to help yourself out with the parallel lifetime clearing. So we have two different types of clearings. One is the parallel life one. It'll be $100 to do that. You can add it to any clearing you want into that. So if you had an emotional clearing, say 3 years ago, go back in, pay the $100. You know, if you had, you know, 10 different types of whole lifetime clearings, and you can just do those one at a time and get in there and do that. It's just one price for all those clearings. The other clearings on the website are for whole lifetime. This is different. This is whole lifetime parallel life clearings, where you go parallel lifetime clearing for on-planet, off-planet, and they're Earth and non-Earth. And the prices are lowered now. They went down to $50 per clearing, so it would be $200 for all four of those if you wish to do that. So, and it'll go through your whole lifetime to clear that out of you. But the main thing is you want to get the parallel lifetimes out so that you can feel better, and start with the ones that you've had so far that you've already had with this lifetime on the whole lifetime clearings, because that's what you're dealing with. That way it goes into parallel lives that you could have been living and probably have lived to get yourself more stable. I'll do one right now for everybody. We'll do a parallel lifetime clearing and that clearing, I think, has the years on it. So we go back from 2000 back all the way back to 1000 BC. So I'm going to select 20,000 BC, and this will be one of the timelines. I think we have possibly 10 on the website. You may want to do it maybe for 100 or so, but we have 10 listed there. You can just keep repeating it. So I'm going to do this for number one at 20,000 BC. And if you had an emotional clearing, this is going to affect that. So here we go. So you have to clear out this lifetime first to get rid of the gunk. So here we go. So if you had your whole lifetime emotional clearing, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do number two, alien race timeline at the same time, 20,000 BC. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number three, alien race, same process, emotional clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's a kind of a sample there of what it's like. And I'll turn it back over to you, Annika. It looks like our time, since we live in time right now with this program, and we're not in the now, but we are in the now with the time keeps moving. Back to you.
Wow, yeah, I could feel that one, Ron. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. So we don't have that much time, like you said. But, yeah, I just see a lot of interesting comments and questions. Maybe there's one we could talk a little bit about before you go, just about the self-sabotage that a lot of people are experiencing, and that, yes, that could be put onto you by, darkness or whatever, and saying that some of that might actually go because of the timelines being removed, or what CLS is being removing now, Ron?
Actually, that would be correct, yeah, because remember, as you stop visiting these parallel lifetimes, that's against your free will, then what they do to you there will be a lot less. So if you do have a self-sabotaging alien program attached to you in a parallel lifetime, it would probably help you out. But you don't know what they're doing to you. You see, that's just one type of clearing. But, yes, I would say that could benefit. And you're going to be seeing yourself changing if you already haven't seen yourself or your friends change, you know, in the last, you know, probably they've been doing these timelines since the third week in September. So everything is changing right now, and they're having less control on you, but you still have the programs. So just, you know, if you got rid of every parallel lifetime in you and there was still one alien race working, they can take those programs that are inside of you for those issues and activate them, because you still are carrying the program with you. This is why on that parallel life clearing, you can get rid of the programs. This is very, very important. And a question here about meditation. Yeah, if you don't go out of your body, meditation may be fine. Just do the mind-to-heart drop, counting 10 down to 1. It's on the website. Look up mind-to-heart drop on the very top, and no need to meditate. You can be in your heart center instantly within probably 2 minutes. So our show is coming to a close here. The next show is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. So blessings, everybody. See you later.
Blessings. Thank you all.